Now, Iranian presidential candidate Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf says if elected, he will bring stability to Iran's economy within 2 years. Ghalibaf made the pledge in a televised interview, saying that his team has even devised a plan for this purpose. He described inflation and unemployment as two economic problems facing Iranian households. The principalist presidential candidate added that he will continue with the subsidies reform plan implanted by the administration of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He also touched on foreign policy. Ghalibaf said Iran's foreign policy must safeguard the national interests, security and identity of a country. But he said no administration can make decisions as to the matter by itself and that any decision must be taken by the government as a whole.
The law does not allow a president to make decisions as to foreign policy by himself. Under the law, foreign policy is a decision which rests with the establishment. We can say the president is an official who plays a key role in foreign policy affairs, but the law has not given him full authority in this regard.
Well, presidential candidate Hassan Rouhani says he has what it takes to restore stability to the Iranian economy and foreign relations in a short period of time.
The country should be run scientifically and efficiently. There should therefore be proper governance in place. We must seek help from the elite, be transparent with the people, and discuss problems with them. Their statistics should be accurate. This way we can pass through such a critical phase in history. And as advised by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, we can create an epic political and economic event at the same time.
The reformist candidate said in a televised speech that if he's elected president, his future administration will breathe new life into the national economy very quickly. He said he'll be able to do so through cooperation and consultation with the elite, universities and experts. Rouhani said he'll give full independence to the Central Bank of Iran to boost private domestic production entities. After blaming the current administration and management reshuffles for the state of affairs of the economy, he said he will revive dissolved state bodies like the Management and Planning Organization. Meanwhile, Iran's interior minister has announced that there are some 50 million people eligible to vote on June 14th. This comes as election fever is increasing as the Iranian nation approaches election day. Salman Khojuri tells us more.
With a few days into Iran's presidential campaigns, candidates are much busy delivering speeches and elaborating on their policies, which make headlines across the country. Presidential candidate Ali Akbar Velayati, a principalist, addressing a press conference on Tuesday, said if elected president, he would help resolve the Syrian crisis through regional cooperation. He also made comments about the priority of his administration with regards to international relations.
China and Russia, and we do hope in the future also with some other permanent member of the Security Council, we will have good relations. But for the time being, China and Russia are two very important countries which I have in my mind to give priority to our relations with these two countries.
At the same time, independent candidate Mohsen Rezai argued that the fall in the value of the national currency should not have happened in the first place, adding it is possible to fix the economy and restore the value of rial through proper planning. At the same time, speaking in a meeting with lawmakers in Tehran, the principalist candidate Saeed Jalili said that if elected president, his administration would try to speed up the wheels of the national economy in cooperation with the judiciary and the parliament. Meanwhile, based on the list, Ali Akbar Velayati, Hassan Rouhani and Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel appeared on Iran's national TV on Monday night. Velayati said it's possible to fix the economy by reforming the country's foreign policy. He believes the high volume of liquidity as well as lower production rates are among other factors behind the present runaway prices. In the meantime, Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel, in a televised speech, stressed that his administration would break the monopoly over sectors which do not need to be run by the government.
The future administration should stop its monopoly over sectors that don't need to be run by the government. These sectors should be privatized and run by the people. The main task of my future administration will be policymaking, direction, supervision, support, and building infrastructures.
Reformist Hassan Rouhani was another candidate who raised the issue of the economy of resistance.
In the economy of resistance, we should work to boost domestic production and raise economic growth and to stop the extra expenses of the administration. Instead of chanting slogans, we should work to decrease imports.
Another presidential candidate, Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, says the next administration should create new job opportunities for the people.
I believe the president should be honest with the nation and stick to his election slogans. The candidates should proceed with detailed planning and not verbal promises.
I think peaceful nuclear energy is our right, but I think we should try to reach a compromise with the P5+1 in this regard so that the interests of both sides will be protected. I call on the next president to be fully aware of this point, that Iran's rights should not be ignored in negotiations.
Meanwhile, Iran's Interior Minister Mustafa Mohammad Najjar has said that some 15 million people are eligible to vote in the next month presidential as well as city and rural council elections. According to the official, some 130,000 ballot boxes will be set up in Iran, as well as 285 polling stations abroad for Iranian expatriates to vote.
Iran's presidential campaign will end one day before June 14th, so the people will have the time to think about their favorite candidate for the election day. Saman Kujiri, Press TV, Tehran.
Well, earlier, our correspondent Gisu Misha Ahmadi gave us an update on the latest developments regarding the country's 2013 presidential election.
Start with the latest news that we have about the Coalition of Three, which is definitely going to make the headlines tomorrow. And proof for that is Resalat newspaper, which you will be able to see on your screen right now. Well, this is the edition, the front page, that is going to be published tomorrow morning. And we see that the headline says that the Coalition of Three, all three of them, have decided to remain in the race, which in a way means there is no coalition, because they were supposed to pick a front runner based on the opinion polls, if you remember, and we talked about it yesterday. So this is what's been making the big headlines today. Dr. Velayati, last night in his speech, he said that he was going to remain in the race, and this actually prompted all of the news about this. And also today in Fars News Agency, when he was asked about remaining in the race, he said that he will stand till the end.
Well, of course, for more news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential election, do log on to our website, PressTV.com. There you can find a special section devoted to the presidential vote. And of course, PressTV will be covering this as election news, as always, with plenty of facts and figures and useful information about Iran's election process. That's PressTV.com. Do check it out.